June 24, 2011. Ordinary Drunks Podcast Radio Show. Brought to you by Bud Light and Shinerbach and Gray Haze.
Yes.
Yes.
Much Gray Haze.
So we're waiting for the other drunks and just pontificating on crazy shit that goes on, like
women that can't cook.
Can't cook, can't clean. What happened to the world, man?
Can't do nothing.
What happened to the days when they used to do stuff?
Yes.
Clean, cook.
What, was those days? It was the Donna Reed Show days. What happened to those days
when honestly,
women used to do something?
And if they would do those things that they used to do,
the men would stay around.
Life
exactly.
Would be better.
And they wouldn't even have to work. Because guess what?
We
I got way more energy. I would just work late, honey.
Absolutely.
I'm working late at the office tonight. I'll be home later.
Time, no problem.
But yes. Really, you don't go home. You go to the bar afterwards.
And
you
hang out.
Chill. A couple times a week. Let us fucking get it together.
All this equality
cook something.
Shit.
Cook
all
something.
All you got to do is cook something.
All we want.
And clean up after you
did
cook
they,
it.
The did they forget the way to a man's heart is through his stomach? Ha ha ha. Did they forget that shit?
They
no,
it's
mean, true.
Did, because it's
completely
true.
Forgotten.
It's all I need to
if
be
if you
happy.
Cook me some dinner, well, I wouldn't say that you could look like anything, and I want you.
But
because
if you
you'd have to look decent, because
good.
I'm self-sufficient, and I don't need you to cook
but
me.
But
yeah.
It's going to upkeep that relationship.
Yes.
It's going to it's gonna be your maintenance.
It'll put you a step notch closer to me.
You do maintenance for them. Shit.
All sorts of maintenance.
You help them. With laundry. If not, do it all.
Do it all.
Laundry.
You cook 90%, if not more, of the meals.
And clean up after.
And clean up after it.
You probably cook 100% of the breakfasts.
More, yes, yes.
Because they only go for takeout after the bar for breakfast.
And that's it. That's all they want to do. When most of us will go home and grill cheese it up or fry an egg.
Oh.
Yeah.
And some bacon and be happy.
Double grilled cheese with the
burger
in the
middle.
With some cheese on it. Trust me.
I read about that shit.
I saw it on TV and I do. The next day, dude, I fucking cooked them up. You use like a loaf of bread and a pack of cheese.
It's all good though.
And compound
meat.
It's
good though. Hell, it's worth
it. Dude, the kids fucking loved it. It was a smash hit. Matter of fact, this is how much they don't cook. Because the next day, the kids cooked more of them. Themselves.
That's horrible.
Crazy, dude. Kids is cooking for themselves because women don't cook.
And it was complicated shit. That has to be timed out, and you gotta have your grilled cheese getting golden brown by the time your burger is still freshly done.
Right,
fellas. If you
but
got
they
a
wouldn't
boy,
understand that though,
fellas. If you got a boy, teach him how to cook.
It's hard. Keyshawn don't want
to
learn how.
Teach him how to
teach
cook.
Him to cook. You got
yeah.
To cook.
I'm trying, dude. I'm trying. It's hard.
Good God.
But
there used to be a day that the only time a guy could cook is if they were grilling.
He had cooking in sixth grade, though, so Sioux Falls got cooked.
Hey.
I mean, I don't know where I just said we are, but that's where I used to stay. They had cooking. They had
I took a home ec class where I cooked.
I
cooked
took
the shit out of all them women.
That was in high school,
I did,
though.
Too. It was
so
horrible.
At least they, oh, man.
Oh, shit.
That was in high school. But I used to outcook all of them. Make cake.
I taught my teacher how to cook ribs. She tried to get me to eat ribs that don't even cook for 2 hours.
Because women don't know how to cook ribs. Because
horrible.
They cook them on high, quickly.
Yes.
And then they're all tough. And they,
and
have
you
ever
and
weighed,
you can't eat it.
Have you ever in your life eaten a female cooked, falling off the bone, anything?
Never.
Me neither.
Never.
She just showed up.
Boy.
They can't...
If you guys were here to see what we can see right now,
what is it?
There's a hoochie
that's
walking.
Hoochie.
Her
damn.
Shorts look
for
like underwear. Shorts.
I haven't seen real live Daisy Dukes for years.
She
those
had
short
Daisy Dukes.
Dukes.
Those weren't even Daisy
and
Dukes.
The shirt was.
Those were Daisy Dukes.
I would. I kind of want to go over there and knock on their door and make a bet with whoever answers that she has sexting messages on her phone right now.
Guaranteed.
I'll take it a step further. She's probably sent
she's got
her personal calling card to people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, of course. And they
yes.
And of course they show other people. So there's probably hundreds of people literally that have seen her goods.
Everywhere. Everywhere. Ladies, FYI, don't put your goods on the internet. Everybody can see them. And it never goes away. In case
never.
You didn't know that.
Never
ever.
Goes away. At least don't include your face. Good, I mean,
good God, no identifying. Your face.
Do close-ups of your shit. Yes. You've got to do it. Good God.
If you feel the urge. I was watching Cheaters last night. And have a fake account. Flasher. It was great.
Really?
Yes. She had a voyeur site.
It was her?
The dude that was dating her, cheating on his girl that he was dating. I don't understand Cheaters. Jesus, if you have to hire somebody to find somebody to find out if they're cheating, you wasted some money. Usually, if you got the suspicion that they're cheating.
Hire somebody, call me next time.
Yes.
I'll do it.
I'll do it. I'll tell you that you're cheating.
I'll do it for less.
Yes, way less. I might do it damn near for free just to watch the fight at the end.
I won't do it for free, but...
Oh, I think the first couple I'd give away for free.
Well, the first couple, yeah. You got to do a promotional stunt.
Promotional shit and give out a calling card and shit and be like, hey, if you want to check if your man is cheating, contact this guy. I'll tell you. Your man is fucking cheating on you. Blah, 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 blah. And I might try to get me some. From the woman that's getting cheated on by the guy.
Yes.
Yes, it's open.
I can't do that.
Shiner Bock, here's the tip. Get away from the bottles that you need to use the can opener on.
It's the only thing that's holding you back from worldwide distribution right now, Shiner Bock.
Absolutely.
Because not everybody walks around with a freaking can opener.
Can opener or a light lighter. No. Although potheads do, but that's besides
the point. Most potheads have a lighter in their pocket. But you can always tell them.
But I can never get my lighter to work, though. I can never get it to work. I can't get it to work. It'll take me literally... probably over 5 minutes to do that.
I'm better off taking and putting it on something and banging down on it. But then by the time you've done that, you've broken it or you've gotten the beer all over
you. Have you tried the knife?
I have not tried the knife.
You go like this.
I don't want to stab myself.
You go like this. No, you go boom, and you hit it downward across the neck.
Look at you spilling the beer. Spilling the beer.
I forgot it was open.
You know what I have done, though? You know how you watch those people with the champagne bottle and they take the knife and they...
Yeah.
Do that? I have done that.
I've tried it. I busted the beer bottle. And I think I busted the champagne bottle.
Well, I broke the neck of it. And it's beer. All I could think was, it's cracked. I might have some glass up in here, so I don't really want to drink it.
I poured the glass out of the champagne. But it was a chunk, so I took it out and drank it anyway, because I was like, fuck it. Because it must have been a holiday if I didn't drink champagne.
It's got to be. Because that's the only time you should ever drink champagne is on a holiday.
I don't even...
You know, I don't care what any of those Neo or all the rest of them champagne life, my ass.
And if you're a dude drinking champagne on the regular...
Something's wrong with you.
You need to... What do they say now? You need to pause.
Yes.
Pause.
You probably piss like a woman, too, when it hits the toilet.
Which is fine. If you got to sit down and pee, that's fine.
Hey, I sit down and pee in the middle of the night after a bender because I don't want to turn on the light.
Well, a lot of times...
I'm saying all the time.
Oh, no. All the time. No. Something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
You've got a problem. Problem.
But we want to thank our new sponsor, Shiner Bock. All they need to do is send us a case with screw-off tops.
And everything will be good. Though.
We will help them.
We don't want plastic bottles or cans.
Yes. Same bottles, different
types. And while we're talking about the cans, Bud Light dump the aluminum can. What's the fucking purpose?
Nobody wants them.
They are twist-off tops.
These are twist-off tops,
dude.
Ah, Shiner Bock. We take it back.
We're
Shiner
sorry.
Bock.
World
you,
Hero
you, you
was
do
wrong.
Have, you do have the twist-off tops.
I think I lost my old man strength and I can't open the top.
Now that we've looked at it again, we do see the rims.
You know, I don't even think I looked because I just had assumed. Because I'm pretty sure before I had to have a can opener.
They probably did, but they probably got enough complaints.
Well, thank you, Shiner Bock, for changing your tops.
That it made them change it.
I'm going to buy more Shiner Bock.
Made them change it.
That is a good beer.
A damn good beer.
Yes. It's changed since last time I...
It's like a little bit darker than Bud Light. But it's very smooth. It's heavy. It's not a light beer. I don't even know what all that shit means. I'm just making it up. It's got a piney taste, an oaky taste. I don't know. It's a very full of hops. I don't know what a hops is. It's a fucking wheat and barley's or some shit. Probably not even that. Who knows? I wonder how many of the drunk guys are coming over. I'm sure that fucking guy's coming.
I keep getting a text from that fucking
guy.
He keeps asking the same question over and over and over. What the fuck? Why? I'm just going to say, hey, you coming over, World Heroes?
Right.
shit either.
You know he won't.
We have to tell him. We literally have, like, usually I'll try and remember to send him a tweet or a text and just say, bring some beer, you know. I have a little bit of beer, but fuck, let's face it, we're fucking ordinary drunks.
We need beer.
You know, we always need more.
And gray haze.
Yes.
Most importantly, the gray haze, you know. Yes. I mean, come on, really? I'm about to prank dial somebody.
Hey, I got a couple phone numbers too, so.
Who can we prank dial?
Well, we can make a couple investigative calls, or we can prank dial somebody. We should prank somebody first.
We need to prank somebody that we know is going to answer the phone.
Okay.
Let me see who I can find that's going to answer the phone.
Right? I can't look in my database. Well, I could, but I get fucked up when I multitask and I shut everything down. We could always prank call your woman, the inappropriate.
Ooh.
It would make her day.
That would be even better. Let's try. Oh, prank dial. Your service is down. You guys are losing props with me right now. Props. Props are gone, prank dial.
I think I found the greatest app.
I'm about to dump this app right now.
It's a scale.
Nuh-uh.
Swear to God.
Does it work?
I don't know. I've been...
So you got to have another real scale to measure it with.
Me. If that works...
I think
if that works,
work
I know so I'm about to get damned.
The heart monitor won't work.
But you know what? If you think
the
about
level
it,
works, though.
It's
the level
a touch
works.
Screen. It's a touch screen.
Mine don't work that good.
Your
level
works.
That's what I thought,
my level
too.
Works good.
But I would think the touch screen, being it's a touch screen, it's feeling what your touch pressure is.
See, that's what I
use. Why would it not
too.
Work? It's got to work at some point. It's got to do something. Ooh, yes. Yes.
Droid scale.
Except for these fuckers won't work.
Oh, no, we can call them ourselves, just block your number. I'll talk. Did you, I haven't been
See?
To the, oh, and we do want to thank our other sponsor, Prank Dial. It's a good app, but,
I think
you know.
It works. Here, hold on.
Putting a beer on the droid scale. Nothing. It weighs nothing. That's how light Bud Light is.
What about
it weighs
more in
nothing.
The middle over, like, yeah. But then, there. No, it didn't register, did it? Well, that app is some bullshit. They need
Damn
to
it.
Fucking take that off the market, dude. It don't work.
No wonder why I didn't.
Why do they want you to buy some shit?
There it works.
Oh, there's.
Try putting it.
Maybe the base
here.
Of it's
maybe
too
it's
big.
Just a base.
Here,
it's
let's
too big.
Look at it one more time because it says you're
Put
supposed to.
Put a lighter
to,
like this on there in the spot.
Place a finger on the scale and place the object you desire to weigh on top of your finger. See, that doesn't make no sense.
So yeah. If you do this and then you do this.
Oh.
See, that's saying it only weighs.
That's not,
0.8
that's
ounces.
Not a true
yeah,
reading.
Is that,
right.
is that really a true reading
no,
or is
because,
it me?
Because your bottle
it's
is
you.
Still leaning on something, therefore it is. Defying
the gravity, gravitational pull that the thing would have.
It's almost like if you dropped a rock or a feather off the building.
The Graham's part really looks to seem like it works.
Well, yeah, that's just fucking.
You still gotta have your finger on it.
Crazy people made that app.
Here, we'll put our finger in the corner.
We do not want to thank our scale app sponsor. We do not want to thank them.
Well,
it wants you to fucking.
There's the force close. See, here's the problem. Here's the problem. Problems of force closed.
Damn it, droid scale. You're getting deleted.
You can't imagine how many bullshit apps I had to delete. After
you call
I put it
star 67334.
Does star 67 even work?
Oh, yes. Yes.
I didn't know if that even worked. I wish this goddamn prank dial would work.
Have you been on, because I've never recorded the thing, the call, so I don't know. I send it and I don't know if they get it.
Well, I called... You one time.
I think, yep, I was like, because you sent me, I saw your tweet about Prank Dial app right after I got a call and it said block number. And I never get one that says
block number.
Right?
Well, I think I made up a bullshit number and threw it in there.
Oh, so.
But you could choose any number
on
that
mine,
you want to put
on
in.
On mine, though, I have to go to their site to do that.
Oh, you could do it right from the phone on this one.
On your app?
Yeah, on
I
the gotta app.
I got to go to their site, so I just haven't done it because I don't want to go to their site. I want to do it on my app.
Prankdial.com. Get your shit working.
Yeah, fucking up that shit.
It still says our services are temporarily down. Please try again later.
That's horrible.
That's bullshit.
It's been later.
We want to thank our favorite app, and we're going to email you this episode, audioboo.fm,
yes.
For hosting our Ordinary Drunks radio podcast show. We really appreciate it.
Keyword is drinkability.
Right? Give us a retweet. God damn.
Something.
Shit. Every God time, damn. Every time we post our show, they're getting promoted.
Hell yeah, they are.
We're not asking for money. Just a retweet.
People listen to the show.
Don't you got somebody that runs your Twitter during the day?
Everybody should listen to the show. If you ain't heard the show, then you're under a fucking rock. Under a rock.
Literally under a rock.
Here we are on A Street.
Oh, no, we need to call this place. I would do it myself.
My phone's still charging. Dude,
it'll work, trust me. I'll be nice.
Oh, I don't care. I don't give a rat's ass. Oop, see, I'm fucking up already.
I'm going to use the radio voice.
Really?
And ask for permission to be on there. I'll be professional.
We've got 4 minutes.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's perfect. She will hang up.
Think so? Mm-hmm. I think we should start a new one.
Well, we can. We can tell her to hold while we start a new one. You know, that is it.
Oh, see? My phone has just kicked me out. I don't know why I dialed the number. I could have just done it.
Oh, you got it.
Oh, you got it. That's great. Right.
Look, it even got the logo to pop up.
That's funny.
That took me some time to take that, to get that logo on there. Just look, nobody want to answer.
Are you open?
Jared, is Jamie there?
It's who?
Jamie.
Jamie who?
At the front.
Jamie at the bar?
At the front, where you pick up.
Jamie, no, Jamie's not at the front.
Okay, hold on. Jared?
Yeah?
Hey, you're on live internet radio, but we were trying to get Jamie, but do we have your permission to put you on the air? On internet radio, we just have a quick question for Buffalo Wild Wings. We were trying to get a hold of Jamie.
Jamie who? I'm not sure who Jamie
is. I'm not sure her last name.
There's no Jamie at manager.
Strably? What? Stream.
There's no Jamie manager here. That's
no, not manager, just at the front when you pick up the orders.
Yeah, there's no Jamie that works for Jared.
Well, Jared, can we ask you quick?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. We were just wondering, we're just calling, we're on the internet radio live, and just want to know, why does BW3 use that slogan? Where does the 3 come from? Because there's just Buffalo Wild Wings, just 2 W's. Do you know?
I'm not familiar with the 3.
BW3, it's a nickname for Buffalo Wild Wings.
Quite honestly, I'm not familiar with that. I'm familiar with the BWW.
God damn it, Jared. All right, thanks, Jared. Well, Jared didn't know shit. We'll have to call later and fucking figure it out. Am I right? This don't call BW3. BW3.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. What's the 3? What's the 3 from? Because Buffalo Wild Wings, there's 3 words?
3 W's.
What's the 3
W's
from?
I always thought it was 3 W's in there.
That's what you think in your head, but then when you count the W's, there's only 2.
I want to say, even on their freaking logo, they have...
Don't they just have 2? Or is it 3?
Buffalo. We don't know. Fucking Jared didn't know.
Jared didn't know shit.
Dude, he must have just started there.
I can't see the logo.
Hey, I should have asked him if Rock was there. God damn it, what's wrong with me, dude?
Back.
But that would have been, he would have known who Rock is.
They would have had him known him. I bet he goes by a different name.
His government name?
His government name is probably
Perry.
Stuart. He looks like a Stewart.
He might be a George or a Harold.
Or Harold. Harold wouldn't be. You know.
Well, I mean, those are cool names.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're
I
old
see
school
him as
names.
As a Harold.
They're
but
old school
I really
names.
Think a Stewart.
Could be Stewart.
I think a Stewart. I would like to know his real name.
I bet he has everybody's phone number from all the places he's worked. He probably has 500 phone numbers.
Dude. He's got to. That guy's like an old school fast food restaurant pimp.
They should. He would be a great subject for a reality show.
Yes, he would be.
Because he's just, you see that guy more than anybody in this city.
And all you have to do is think of him.
Socially.
And
or,
he shows up.
Dude, fuck.
And it's like, wow. I was just thinking it'd be odd if I saw you here.
Don't you
and
see
here
him
you are.
A couple times a year at
least?
Working somewhere, at a different place.
Slightest moment that you would be like, well, I bet Rock's working.
Or if he ain't working, it's that night that you decide to go to the club. The once a year you go to the club, and there he is, fucking rocking,
doing right that there. Dance.
Doing a dance.
The same day.